People go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, it's true, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I want to open up the lines. It's Thanksgiving time. This is the last show of the week. We're going to be off for the next couple days because it's holidays. People coming in and out of town. Be careful. Have safe travels. But I want to open up the lines. Is the Thanksgiving meal still the same in your family? Now that a lot of the olders are getting older, they may not be cooking like they used to. Can this new generation whip it up? Can they cook it up? Is it microwaved? Is it air fried? Is it made from scratch? How y'all doing that Thanksgiving? I need to talk to the real cookers in the family. I need to talk to the people that can get on that stove and really put it down. What you making for Thanksgiving? And is it the same? Do it taste the same? Is it powerful? Or is it a bunch of stuff that's on the table and you know, all y'all think y'all food critics. I want to know, how's it going down for the family this year at the table? Or some of y'all ain't even eating at the table. Some of y'all don't even eat dinner together. I done seen some folks, they be in one room and somebody be in their room and in the kitchen and somebody watching TV and they don't even sit at the table. Are y'all still sitting at the table at Thanksgiving? I'm going to open up the lines, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. Or join us as we broadcast live on YouTube. I need to know what's going on in these houses for the holiday season. We got a poll in the chat. What they saying in the poll, Andrew? Tell me what they talking about.
69% say no, Thanksgiving's not the same with the elders not cooking.
Oh, wow. It don't even taste the same.
I've been saying this. Grandma has to show up 2 days a year, Tori. Thanksgiving, Christmas. I don't
put her to work. Put her in the kitchen. Yes. In the high kitchen.
You got to take the jersey out of the rafters, put it on one more time, Grandma.
MVP. That's her time to shine. We got Miss Nikki on the lines. How you doing, Miss Nikki?
How you doing, Tori? And thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to add into this conversation. And not only are things a little different, but the food is different, Tori. This year was the first year out of the last maybe 6 or 7 years where I have not grown my own greens. I'm the one that's responsible for cooking the greens, so I grow them.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I had to go and buy them. And
one
of the things I always learned about greens by growing, and from my elders, is that you have to smell them.
Right.
Greens have a very, very unique smell. If anybody noticed this, when you go into the stores now to buy greens, you can't smell them. When I pull greens from my yard and I prepare them, you smell them all
smell.
The houses before they're cooked. So the food has changed.
So now we're just eating what? What are we eating?
I don't know what this is. But we was just having this discussion because it's the first time I had to go buy them. I'm like, I can't even smell them. You're supposed to be able to smell greens before they're cooked, right?
Yeah, so I mean, the house used to light up when you cook things out the garden.
Yeah, even before it's cooked. Because one thing about collards, when you pull them, when you're cleaning them, you can smell them.
Mm,
your neighbors can smell them. the greens that you get from the stores now, you can't even smell them. They don't have a scent to them at all.
Oh, wow.
Before they're cooked. So I thought that was very interesting. So no, the food isn't the same. You know, of course, back then, a lot of our stuff was more fresh.
Right.
Right? But even what we're purchasing right now was different. So I thought that was interesting. I just want to add that to the conversation.
Well, thank you, Ms. Nikki, because you're not the first person. When you called in, there was another caller before you that said the food is not the same. So that's two people that then called in and said the food has been tampered with, basically. Is it 3D printed? I don't know. Because you know what they what the CEO said about the Campbell soup? He said that the meat was 3D printed. It's unhealthy, and it's for poor people. Poor people are the main consumers.
Damn.
That's wild to me. And he said this right around Thanksgiving time. And now we're getting callers calling in saying the greens don't even got the earthy smell like it was grown in a garden. What's really going on? 833-212-1017. I want to know, what's going on for y'all Thanksgivings? Is it tasting the same? Do it still have the same nostalgic feeling when you was a kid? When grandma made the meals, when the elders got in the kitchen, and they see, I couldn't stay in the kitchen. I was one of those people that kept eating. You know, every time grandma put when the chicken came out the grease and put it, I would go grab a drumstick. I was one of those people. Grandma had to kick me out the kitchen. You can't be putting your hands up on the food until it's done, so everybody can eat at the same time. That was me. So I didn't get a chance to learn a lot of those recipes. Who stick around in the kitchen and learned the recipes? I need to come to y'all house. Who know the rest? Who got the flavor? Who know how to put it together in the kitchen? 833-212-1017. And look, for those that do slave around and make that food, salute to you. Salute to you, because I'm going to say this. Ain't too many people that got that love that can get in that kitchen.
Let me ask you a question. So mom, grandma has a recipe. You have a significant other. Do you say to her, hey, you know, my mom has this recipe, my grandma has this recipe, you need to try this recipe?
Hopefully the significant other can cook, first of all. Because, I mean, right now it's the air fryer, the microwave. I don't even know too many people that's cooking things from scratch. Now you can go get the biscuits. Grandma made the biscuits from flour, water, and whatever else she used to make the dough. And she baked it in the oven and put the syrup on it. Granddaddy was a lucky man. But I don't know. I want to know, are y'all what are y'all making from scratch? Do anybody cook from scratch? That's a lot of work, though. That's a lot of man hours in the kitchen.
That's what I'm doing after work, Tori.
I'm going to call the catering people and say, come bring this Thanksgiving over here. We got Rhonda on the lines. How you doing, Rhonda?
Hey, Tori.
How you doing,
Queen? Tori. I'm okay. How about you, King?
Fine, fine. What's going on in the kitchen?
I cook, but this year's going to be different. I'm going to make the turkey. I'm going to make the roast. I'm going to make the greens. I'm going to make the sweet potatoes. I'm going to make the macaroni cheese baked. And cake and pies.
Now, how many hours do it take to, you know, because you got to start early. Grandma used to start the day before to get it to hit the right time to eat on Thanksgiving. When do you start? The night before or?
Today. Yeah, today.
Oh, wow.
So I have everything ready.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
All I got to do is just reheat it and pray and eat.
See, I might have to come over there and get me a plate run. That sounds so good. That sounds like that meal about to be so powerful.
It is, because I can cook.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That old school. Yeah. Now, is people passing down the recipes? Because you got to pay attention for the recipe, because sometimes they measured it with the eyeball. They had the eye.
My mom did. She never used a measuring, never. And I do the same thing. Well, but I have a taster.
Salute to you, because I think that's a dying art. I think now the people, they got the recipe books and they doing it according to the recipe. But a lot of people, they can eyeball it. You can tell when they the real cooks, the people that really know how to put it down. Get out the kitchen. Move out the way. And they just eyeball it. The salt, they put the right pinch of everything in there, and they come out tasting good. Some of y'all think y'all can eyeball it and it come out salty. Y'all done put too much salt in it. 833-212-1017. I need the real soldiers that's in the kitchen whipping it up. They're calling, it's your time to shine. Because sometimes somebody, once they eat the food, they don't want to talk to you no more. You know, they over there passing gas. They over there sleep. They didn't over there and went to sleep. 833-212-1017. We got a poll in the chat. Does the food taste the same now that the elders have passed? I'm looking at this, and it's saying, no, it don't, at 68%. The food do not taste the same, because the people with all the recipes, people didn't want to learn them. They were so busy trying to eat that they wasn't trying to sit there and take notes. When we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe show. It's the holiday season. I got the lines open. Question of the day, do the food still taste the same? Now that some of the elders have passed or gotten older, and they're not whipping it up in the kitchen like they used to, did they pass on the recipe? Do these new people know how to do anything outside of microwaving and air frying? 833-212-1017. I want to get to this story because this story been in the files for a couple days now. Two North Texas men have been charged in an alleged plot to invade a Haitian island. They actually plotted to go to a Haitian island and take over. Now, let me tell you something. Them Haitian people won the war. They won their freedom. These people is not no joke. But I guess these two Texans thought that they can go over there and do what history couldn't do, which is win a war against them. We got some video as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
One of the two Texas men accused of planning to invade Haiti is asking people to hold their horses, that's a quote, and to wait for the legal process to play out.
Gavin Wiesenberg and Tanner Thomas are accused of plotting to invade a small island which is part of Haiti with the goal of murdering all the men and turning the women into their sex slaves.
Wow.
It reads like fiction, but the indictment is no fantasy. Two North Texas men, 21-year-old Gavin Wiesenberg of Allen and 20-year-old Tanner Thomas of Argyle, now charged with what investigators call a chilling plot to launch a violent coup of Gonaive Island off the coast of the Haitian mainland. Prosecutors allege the pair planned to murder the men living on the island and seize control, turning surviving women and children into sex slaves. 87,000 people live on the island. The document details months of planning, recruiting, weapons research, even an attempt to buy a sailboat to reach their target. Both have been charged with conspiracy to murder, maim, or kidnap in a foreign country. Feds allege both men took extraordinary steps between August 2024 and July 2025 to effectuate their mission, like studying the Haitian Creole language. In August of 2024, Wiesenberg enrolled in the North Texas Fire Academy in Rockwall, according to the indictment, to receive special training to use in the coup attempt, but failed out in February. The charging documents also reveal how Thomas enlisted in the U.S. Air Force in January of 2025. For the purpose of obtaining military training that would be useful during the planned attack.
Oh, wow. This sounds like Christopher Columbus. This sounds like Christopher Columbus. Matter of fact, a lot of people say that Thanksgiving was kind of like a slaughter idea. If you really want to get deep. This sounds like they was trying to follow into some ancestry bloodline. But the people don't want to talk about that. But at the end of the day, they got their hands full. I'm going to tell you right now. You think you can run up on some Haitians? And I don't care what you done seen on TV. I don't care what you done seen on the movies. Y'all wouldn't have lasted. As soon as y'all started, y'all would probably only lasted an hour or so. Them folks would have got y'all. Y'all would have been. They do that voodoo too. All right. Y'all, I hope you read the Haitian Revolution. Okay. They got their freedom, but they economically starved them. They couldn't beat them straight up. But then they started, economic starvation. They started an economic war where they didn't do the trades with them and stuff like that. So I'm gonna tell you right now, they stupid. That was so stupid. You know, this ain't these ain't the grandparents. These new Haitian folks, they ain't playing that. Also, I want to talk about this couple. This couple from Washington, D.C., charged in Washington State. This couple from Washington State, charged in child kidnapping plot, traveled to Milwaukee. They trying to come to Milwaukee. Charged in a child kidnapping plot, trying to come to the city. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Search warrant, open the door!
Come on. The arrests of Haley Davidson and Billy Moore in Washington State follow a cyber tip about hundreds of uploads to Google containing child sex abuse material. Detectives pinpointed their address and then searched the home. They allegedly discovered handwritten notes with instructions on how to kidnap children. Investigators say their plan was to use trazodone to drug a child so they could rape or take that child, put the victim into a storage bin inside a storage container, and keep that child for days. Now, according to court documents, Davidson told detectives that Moore was actively stalking two families with children that he had talked about kidnapping.
Wow.
He said they even took a road trip here to Milwaukee 2 years ago to try to find a specific family he was obsessed with. They left without finding them. Law enforcement in Washington believe it was only a matter of time until a young victim was victimized.
Hey, look, Andrew, what's
Some
going
of
on
the
with these people?
Communication that was located found.
What's going on with these people, Andrew?
I have no
Here
idea.
Here go
course.
Two stories now. Somebody trying to go to Haiti, the Haitian island, to do something, and then somebody from Washington State plotting right on some family right here in Milwaukee to come and take the kids. What is really going on, Andrew?
People have lost their mind, Tori.
Yeah, not only did they lost their mind, they was plotting. You would think that they would understand that when you Google stuff on the internet, that's a paper trail.
Well, it's like yesterday you were talking about the people stealing money from Minnesota. And you said, why are there no red flags? I'll tell you, Google's got some red flags.
That's what I'm saying. Well, Google got more red flag ideas than the bank did.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I doubt it, but I think that, it's more to it with the banking ideas. But what I'm saying is you got people in the mind frame of causing harm to others for their own selfish gain. Don't that sound like America? That sound like America to me. They sound like exactly what America was built on. This type of behavior, this type of mindset. And I thank God that both plots were foiled. And ain't this how they did Thanksgiving? Had a big dinner. Then after that, what happened? Okay. This is why a lot of people don't celebrate this time of year. But now I think people have grown into, okay, this is the time where the family can get together and enjoy each other.
Yeah, it kind of changed the meetings a little bit.
Yeah, because it was horrible. The real ideal of Thanksgiving is horrible when you actually look at it and examine what took place. Kind of like what these people was trying to do over there with Haiti, trying to show up take over, ruin families. They probably would have came in like they was buddies. Hey, how y'all doing? You know, and then all of a sudden, get them. You know, try to do something. And then, yeah, I don't think that would have worked out. But then look at this. This Washington State couple, they was about to travel, plot to travel all the way to Milwaukee. Scouted a family. This is why I say these kids out of school. These kids is out of school for the next 4 days. Keep your eyes on the kids. Make sure y'all ain't got the kids playing in the back room and doing all this. Make sure that y'all checking the phones. Because the grooming is up. There's a lot of grooming going on. A lot of y'all kids right now on the phone with some adult right now, y'all don't even know. Y'all ain't even checked the phone. Y'all ain't even checking their social media. Then they're going to be off for a couple days. So make sure that you checking the traps. Make sure that you got that TikTok account. Or if y'all letting them, a lot of folks don't even let their kids go on social media no more. And if they on social media, they don't know. Because it's that bad. It is that bad right now. This whole year was full of me chasing down young girls that was groomed online by an adult.
It's so tough to be a parent, Tori, because you think like, okay, is my kid safe anywhere?
No. That's why you got to make it safe. You can't trust the environment to be safe, but you can trust you and who's and to have a safety plan. You know, always educate. I hate when people talk fantasy to kids. Like, oh, this is a great idea. This is amazing. Then once you keep them in a blind state, not telling them the truth, they're more easy targets. But if you come up with a safety plan and don't feed them the fantasy, they're going to be more aware in what to do and how to react if something happens. But I think a lot of people feed a lot of these kids the American dream. You know, it's going to be all right. Things are going to work out just fine. Everybody, you know, if you can try, if you want to, you know, do something, you can, and that's fine. But you also need to tell them, hey, look, keep your head on a swivel. Look both ways before you cross the street. And green don't always mean go. Everything that glitter ain't gold. You got to make sure that you implement ideas and strategies, safety strategies, for the kids to operate.
How old?
As soon as possible. If they can say dad, they can say, hey, don't, you know, if somebody touch your pee-pee, your butt, let me know. You got to start early. The awareness starts early. It ain't never been a better time to teach the kids the truth at all times. So that way they can see it coming. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Question of the day. Does Thanksgiving taste the same around this time of the year now that the elders have passed or moved on? I'm looking at the poll. 71%. Saying that the Thanksgiving doesn't taste the same. There's a lot of people that's just chewing on food this Thanksgiving, it look like. They just eating because they say it's Thanksgiving time. They just getting their bellies full, I guess. It doesn't taste the same.
Are you breaking the news to somebody saying, like, hey, this isn't very good?
I don't know. I'm wondering what the 71% trying to, what does it mean? I mean, it doesn't taste the same, but does it taste good then?
So a couple years ago, I went to a Thanksgiving with family, and, you know, maybe the fruit salad wasn't up to snuff. And I didn't say it to them, didn't say it to the auntie. I did say it to my parents instead.
Oh, wow. Would you tell somebody that the food is not good at Thanksgiving?
Somebody's got to break the news to them.
Is it really raisins in the potato salad?
Not in my potato salad.
Have you ever had raisins in the potato salad?
I will take you behind the curtain. Yes, I have seen.
Oh, wow.
I have seen people do it before.
Did you taste it?
I did not move past that one.
Oh, wow. Well, if I don't even know if I got the nerves, even me.
Really?
To say this is nasty.
Not nasty.
At Thanksgiving?
Just try again next year.
Oh, that's even worse. That's even worse because now they're going to be tormented to, they're going to be trying to figure out what went wrong.
Well, they're going to know.
I'm not going to tell nobody that they food suck on Thanksgiving.
Tori, everybody goes up for plate number one, and then plate number two, you kind of pick and choose what you want.
Right.
So if there's if a lot of leftovers.
Oh, that's, yeah. I'll do it that way. Because then I don't have to say anything. You know, if it ain't gone, that's why people, when they cook food, they go around and check and see what was eaten and what wasn't. Because that's a telltale way to say this wasn't good.
And sometimes they just bring too much.
They don't accept that way, though. I think people will accept that. I would. I don't want you to tell me to my face that something wasn't right on Thanksgiving. You could have waited.
Day after?
Yeah, you know.
What about this?
Come pull me to the side.
What about this? You and the missus or you and somebody go to a Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody comes up to you and says, Tori, you know, this isn't that great. You gotta talk to her on the ride home. You got to say something.
I would definitely say something, but not in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I don't like when people publicly shame people.
That's fair.
Like, I'm talking about, like, everybody's at Thanksgiving. All of a sudden, they get isolated. And then everybody, it kind of like, okay, look at you. And they point the finger like, oh, look at you at around the holidays. No. And people who do that, to me, I believe that they trashed for doing that. You can pull people to the side and say stuff. People just don't care.
Like, you pulled me aside and said raisins don't need to go into everything.
Yeah, no, I would be like, I'm not eating that, but that ain't good. I would pull you to the side. Yeah, I would talk. I would say that to you and not embarrass you in front of folks.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But I want to get to this story. Caught on camera, drive-by shooting on Milwaukee South Side. They got caught on camera. There's some footage of this drive-by shooting on the South Side. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. They saying it's out of control out here in these streets. But it's not just the North Side. It's the South Side, East Side, West Side. Everybody having problems. Downtown had a lot of problems. But now they got something sinister going on the South Side. Caught on camera, drive-by shooting. And y'all thought it was safe over there. Y'all think it's safe. Anytime they say, okay, it ain't the North Side, y'all think it's safe. I'm telling you right now, next year, y'all going to see it's not getting better from what I'm seeing. This year was probably the worst year dealing with the community that I've had since I started. And everybody trying to put this safe, we're doing the safety ideas out here. I'm telling you, somebody that running out the house for folks I don't even know, dealing with issues and taking on problems, I'm telling you, next year you're going to have to really keep your head on a swivel if they don't improve what's going on out here. If we don't improve what we're doing as far as like a community, working together, drawing a line in the sand for people that's harming innocent life, these are things I've been telling y'all to do this whole year. But coming down the pipe in the 2026, I'm going to tell you, we got more than a lot of work to do. We got some video, drive-by shooting caught on the South Side on camera. Let's listen.
Gunfire echoing in the area of 23rd and Burnham Street in Milwaukee early Monday. Fortunately, nobody was physically hurt. Kendall Keyes is live in that neighborhood tonight. Kendall, several bullets hit someone's work truck.
Right, Derek, these two work trucks, they were parked here when one truck pulled up and rear-ended the back of this red truck. It continued driving and then hit this black truck with multiple bullets. Now, this all unfolded just steps away from houses where adults and children were sleeping. A truck rear-ends a red work truck parked on 23rd near Burnham just after 3 in the morning Monday. Then
Someone inside the truck opens fire, then peels off, car alarms blaring down the block.
Wow.
The trucks hit are with Bajaco's Contractors LLC and belong to Caroline Contreras.
For one moment, waking up at 3 a.m. with gunshot fire, I woke up scared.
Her four kids sleeping inside the home, feet away from the gunfire.
There's always that mom instinct that kicked in and make sure my kids are good and everything is good.
The truck rammed into her red work truck.
They hit this truck right here.
And multiple bullets.
It got hit about 4 or 5 times.
Hit the second work truck parked along the street.
It got here, hit here, and then one right here. One right here, and then the other one here.
Looked like somebody trying to put her out of business.
Less than 15 minutes after the shooting, they arrested a 41-year-old man 4 blocks down 23rd Street near Greenfield Avenue.
Thank God.
According to arrest documents, he was booked for operating while intoxicated and firing a gun.
Do you recognize the car in the video or the people in the video?
I don't, and whoever did it, I hope you sleep good at night.
Understandably so frightening for those.
Looked like he had a truck, like some kind of work truck. Looked like a little jealousy could have been going on right there.
I guess so, man.
I mean, trying to put her out of business. I mean, it looked like that was a targeted attack. But like I said, it's fools everywhere. It's people out here doing stuff on all sides. This is why I say stop looking at those narratives that's targeting one specific idea. They need you to be distracted. What's happening is we as a people have lost control. And drama, toxicity, and people, they take pride in acting impulsive. They taking pride in it. And that's trash. This is where, look, if we go into 2026 and we don't get one thing together, showing, getting, bringing the respect back. Bringing the respect. We have lost respect. Don't nobody respect nobody. Everybody trying to get an edge no matter how they get it. Disrespectful. Mouth hanging off the jaw. Talking crazy out the side of their face. This is where it come to in 2025. I don't see the respect no more. Nowhere. Everybody ready to turn up. Everybody on a hair trigger, ready to throw it all away. Trash. Every time I come on the air and I look at these stories and I talk about these stories, the one thing I want for y'all to see is that look at how the behavior has changed over the years. The attitudes are getting worse. And we got to pull back. We got to repair the village. And that starts with having respect. That's how it starts. Without respect, you got nothing. I can't even talk. As much as I do in the community, I'll try to talk to a group of adults and they're going to overtalk me. And I got all the results. Yeah, they just want to talk over me. I just get quiet after that. I'd be like, all right, God bless you. You know, I can reach as many people as I want to. I got a social media following. I got a huge social media following. I got a radio show. I got other avenues. I talk to kids. I go do things in the community with families. I got a larger voice and reach than anybody in my vicinity. So if you want to overtalk me, I'm cool with that. I'm not going to fight that. I'm going to just God bless you. Because when I leave that conversation, I still got to go out and do what I've been doing. But what I'm saying, ain't nobody revaluing nobody or respecting nobody no more. Everybody him. Everybody her. And ain't got nothing to show for it. Ain't got no results to show. It ain't even about getting results no more. Right now, it's about how I feel, my ego. My narcissistic ways. That's it. That's got to change. 2026, we got to put them brothers and sisters on the front lines. That's the people that's willing to do the work. We got to get them right in a right position to really make some real changes and stop going along with folks that talk the loudest, that make it sound good and look good. It's a wrap. It's over for all of that. I don't even talk to them people. Y'all like talking to them people who got the nice suit on, got the title. I don't want to talk to them. I don't. Because it's trash. Ain't going to be no results. Give me them brothers and sisters that I see out there moving around, ready to you know, roll their sleeves up. Give me about three or four of them and let me go get the job done. Hey, look, when we come back, I want to talk about that Greenfield police chief. We talked about the Greenfield police chief the other day about he wanted those cameras in his house from the station. But remember I said that they let him delete the stuff in his phone? Well, I guess we got an update. We got an update. He got some more charges. Maybe they was listening to the show. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. I want to get to this story that we talked about yesterday about this Greenfield police chief that thought he was above the law. Thought he was above the law. Taking equipment. Taking the cameras. But also they gave him a little leniency because they needed his phone. And they let him, you know, they let him sit there and scroll like he would act like he was scrolling. But then he erased the phone. See, I was upset. But now, after that conversation yesterday, I look up and I see that he got another extra charge added on. I wonder what it was. We got video of you watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Greenfield's police chief charged with a second felony. Chief Jay Johnson appeared in court Monday afternoon. He was already charged with misconduct. Prosecutors accused him of having a police security camera installed at his home for personal use.
Chief Johnson wanted to hang the whole camera because he was going through a divorce. His wife was dating a felon, and he feared for his safety and for the safety of his property.
Today, prosecutors added that second charge, a computer crime. They say he deleted messages from his work-issued phone. Johnson pleaded not guilty to the charges and was ordered to stand trial.
All right, so they got him for the phone. Yeah, see... See, this is where I say, you know, you gotta speak out. You gotta speak up. He thought they was gonna let the charges slide, but hey, we was on to him, and they applied the right charges. I mean, this is the last day we on the show for the rest of the week. I'm gonna go to sleep real good tonight, knowing that they added that extra charge on his record.
Justice is served.
Justice is served. I can't even hold my phone. I get pulled over. Hey, don't go in your pocket. Hold on. They got their hand on the gun, like with their hand out. Hey, hold on. Slow up. Yeah. Slow down, buddy. You're moving too fast, buddy. Yeah, that's what they be doing.
They call you buddy?
Yeah, buddy. It's worse or words I didn't been called too. Yeah. And some cuss words, some swear words. I'm on the air. You don't really want to hear. I could tell you the truth, but I can say the real words, but I won't have a show next week because they be cussing sometimes, saying things they ain't supposed to say. But anyway, salute to the extra charges that was filed on the Greenfield police chief, because I really thought he was getting away with something, because ain't no telling what was on the phone. It could have been more crimes. And he said his wife was dating a felon. Okay, so something must not been right, because if his wife was dating a chief, the chief of police, and went from the chief to a bad boy, hey. Maybe it's something that we don't know. Maybe the wife, hey, maybe, you know, She saw that she was already with one, a criminal. She might as well go get a real one. You're no better than those felons that you arrest every day. That's what she told her husband. Or her ex-husband. Also, I want to get into the story. Milwaukee police officers get their first pay raise in years. Now, we've been talking all year about the back and forth with the city, the police shortage. We've been talking about the police president saying that the union president, saying that we might need the National Guard here, the city and the police union going back and forth about pay. They had to go to arbitration. Well, now they got the money. They got the raise. We got video footage. If you're watching this broadcast live, let's listen.
Two work trucks, they were parked here when one truck pulled up and rear-ended the back of this red truck. It continued driving and then hit this black truck with multiple bullets. Now, this all unfolded just steps away.
Hold on. Andrew, he working too hard back there. That wasn't the right audio. That was actually from the shooting that happened on the south side. Maybe, but that was good police work because they got the guy. They got the guy, so it may have been the wrong story, but once again, justice was served in that situation. But I want to get to the pay raise, and I'll say this. Do I believe that police officers should be getting paid? If the politicians got paid, if everybody else, if the teachers and the politicians got a raise, the police definitely should get a raise, if that's the case. They the ones out here taking chances, too, even though they can't stopping frisking folks. Even though they got a problem with stopping frisk, I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, I got an issue with some of the practices. But at the end of the day, if the city can give themselves a raise, everybody want a raise. Because I don't even know what some of the folks that got the raise downtown do. Can't nobody tell me what they do. And they supposed to be serving us, I brought folks on the show. And they don't even know what they even do. So, okay. Maybe they know what they do. Maybe they can come in here. They'll say a bunch of stuff. If I bring these people that got the raises in here, they'll talk for 3 hours talk about what they trying to do. But I can't go to outside Walmart or in nobody district and pull over a regular citizen and ask them what they doing, and they can't tell me what's going on. Don't nobody know. But they got a raise. But we got the right story up. If you watch this, we broadcast live. Let's listen to
proves a new one. So
what the police got.
What's in that brand new contract? It does offer back pay for the officers for those 3 years, 2023, 2024, and now in 2025 when they were working without a contract. The city estimates that's $25 million in back pay. The contract also gives them another raise next year. In total,
wow.
The four-year deal raises police officer pay by 14.25%. According to city documents, pay next year will start with starting pay at $77,000 up to $104,000 for top pay per officer. The common council's vote was 10 yes, 1 no, and 4 abstentions.
The reason I proudly cast a no vote today was that I know that my constituents want accountability for our city's police department. They want safety, but they also want officers, individual officers, to be accountable for their actions and for the department as a whole to be accountable to elected officials and the public.
The need to properly compensate the officers that have been working since 2022 or 2023 without a contract was not hard. But moving forward, the decisions are going to be much tougher.
Hold on, them prices sound,
so both those
them raises sound equivalent to a politician. Well, at least the old wages, 77 to 100,000. Hey, you might as well become a police. Hey, that's a good salary. That's a good salary. Andrew, you think you're going to make it over that wall? You think you're going to go to the academy and try to climb the wall?
I think I can climb the wall.
You think you can climb the wall now?
You would miss
me. You done lost weight, though.
I can 100% crawl the wall. That's not the problem. The problem is I'd miss doing the show with you, Tori.
Right. Yeah, and we don't need you. We don't need you crawling the wall. I need you right here, you know, making sure that I got my setup ready and all the great things that you've been doing trying to produce the show. So, yeah, but that's That's sounding like a, hey, I might, you know, I could run around. I might climb the wall. Yeah, I don't know. Become a detective.
You'd be a good detective.
I think I could become a detective. I don't think you can. I think you got to build your way up to the detective. Maybe I got enough credit where I can just come in and just get the detective job.
You drop that file on the desk and be like, look how many crimes I've saved.
I got more articles about saving lives than your detective, so let's negotiate. E-Boogie says, seems like you're the only one that has all the answers. Yeah, thank you for saying that, E-Boogie. Thank you. He said it seemed like I got all the answers.
That's why I tuned in. Because
he looked around. Yeah, he looked around and saw there wasn't no answers. He said, why don't you run for office? I already ran twice. For six district.
Here we go. And you do more good. You do more good out of office.
Here we go. I think I do more by being neutral. Where you don't have to overlook stuff because you're part of a party or organization or group. I think since I'm neutral, I don't have any restraints, I do better with dealing with the people. But we got the question of the day. I'm going to look at, let me see what they say in the chat. Question of the day. Does the food still taste the same now that some of the elders have passed on or gotten older? 71% says no, the food do not taste the same. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.